Welcome back to It's a Definite Maybe, the podcast that doesn't have what? No, that's not how we start an episode. That's how we're starting the episode, where we talk about the areas of life that don't have a one-size-fits-all approach, such as that introduction. Anyway, this week, we're talking about the role of forgiveness, which is an episode idea we've had written down for probably a year and just never did it. And here we are. We're going to talk about it.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. I feel like we had to wait to a stage in both of our lives where things were just like in a good place in lots of different levels.
A little bit.
Things had settled. They weren't so fresh. And yeah. I think we're at that stage. I feel like life is good for both of us. And I think it gives us more clarity to be able to talk about these things objectively rather than be driven by reactive emotions.
Yeah, and being in the thick of it. Mm. I think it definitely helps when a little bit of time has passed and you've gained a bit of perspective on a situation and the initial emotions have settled and the dust has settled a little bit and you can kind of look at it a little bit more logically, I guess, and kind of see it for what it is and learn from it, I guess, and move forward.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing. Like, if you don't learn anything from those sorts of experiences where there's been a conflict that's happened, then, you know, you're just going to keep making the same mistakes over and over again and keep finding yourself in the same situation. So you kind of have to let yourself sit back, reflect, take a bit of time, look at the situation and accept responsibility for things that you could have done differently and that you will do differently next time.
That's something I really struggle with and I'm still working on. I think I can be quite a stubborn and righteous kind of person and just always assume I'm never in the wrong. And it's something that I've really had to work on, especially in my relationship, that realizing holding onto a grudge or being petty and thinking that I'm wrong and, you know, demanding an apology and refusing to give one, thinking that I'm right. And realizing that that is like more exhausting and tolling on my mental health and realizing that even in the second, the moment you're like, okay, I'm sorry. And even if you physically hurt, that you realize in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even an hour later, 5 minutes later, you're going to feel so much better and you're not even going to remember in a few days why you were arguing.
And this is the thing. It's so important to be able to put your pride aside and acknowledge when you're in the wrong.
It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is. But it's so important to do at the same time as well. And I'm glad that you touched on, you know, holding on to those feelings and emotions just
ends genuinely
up
unhealthy.
Draining your energy.
Pretty sure, like, I'm sure that there is some scientific study that it takes a negative toll on your mental health or your physical health, even, and even maybe the way that you view other relationships, other friendships, or romantic relationships.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's so much energy to put into holding on to a grudge and just giving space to this thing as opposed to saying it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
So I can admit when I'm wrong because it's not that important. And I think it's also a matter of tossing up when it's important to really back yourself and fight for what you know is right and when to go, it's not worth it. I need to just walk away. We need to meet each other halfway. Agree to disagree. Mm. That is a perfectly good resolution
100%.
To some issues, not necessarily all the time, but in a lot of cases, you just need to agree to disagree. And if you both go into a particular conflict with the sense of, I'm going to change the other person's mind and they have to think what I think, we have to agree at the end of the day, one or both of you are probably going to walk away unhappy.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just need to go, okay, we're not going anywhere. We're not getting anywhere. We clearly don't see eye to eye on this, but that's okay. So let's just agree to disagree.
Have you ever held on to a grudge for like a long, long time? Because I definitely have and still do. And I think I'm at peace with them now and I can talk about them without an emotional reaction. But I've definitely held on to some stuff and that's really stuck with me because I'm like, I will never be able to truly, truly forgive them, but I've put it to bed. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. I don't know. Nothing is majorly coming to mind at this point in time. I'm sure there are things that over the years I have held grudges or on or over mm-hmm. that have been petty, or, you know, it's just been because I didn't want to admit that I was wrong
100%.
Or my ego couldn't take it or whatever. Yeah, it was my pride got in the way.
Yeah, me every but time.
Over time have just kind of like forgotten about it. I think the flip side of that though is I find it really difficult to let go of things. And so it can be really tricky.
I don't forget things necessarily that easy when I've been so emotionally affected.
I think it depends what it is.
Mm.
Yeah. When there are emotions involved, you're totally right. It is often harder to forgive and forget, or you can forgive, but you won't forget. And that's the thing. Like people say forgive and forget, but I don't think
it's not like clean cut.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think forgetting a situation is the right way to go about things as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to remember certain situations and what happened and how you both navigated things and learnings from it so that you can not repeat those same mistakes in the future or not get into that same situation again. Whereas if you just kind of forget that everything happened, it kind of feels like it's brushing things under the rug a bit, which I'm pretty sure I've spoken about in previous episodes, but I just don't really subscribe to that. Like I don't think brushing things under the rug really solves anything. Sometimes if it's
solution.
Little things, fine, just let it go. It's not that important. But if they're things that are meaningful, brushing things under the rug, that lump underneath the rug is just going to get bigger and bigger as more things are going to get brushed, and it's going to get more and more difficult to ignore, and it's going to get to a certain point where the rug is only so big.
Yeah.
So things are going to start poking out the sides and you're going to be like, oh shit, now I have to deal with this, but there's so much stuff under there, I don't even know where to start.
We've really taken the analogy full
circle. I was going to say, I've run that analogy absolutely into the ground.
Oh, do you think when it comes to forgiveness, especially with someone who is quite prominent in your life, there is only a certain threshold that you can forgive them, and then it comes to a limit where you're like, you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. Because
I think it's really important. This is where boundaries come into play.
Mm.
I think it's really important to be aware of your boundaries and what behavior and energy you are and aren't willing to accept. And the biggest thing about boundaries as well is when you set a boundary, you have to be willing to walk away if that boundary is crossed. Because if you don't walk away when that boundary is crossed, it's not a boundary.
Yeah.
So I think that's an important thing to come back to. You need to be able to stand up for yourself.
Have some self-worth for sure.
Yeah. And say enough is enough and stand up for yourself and, you know, be able to advocate for yourself in situations where you're a bit downtrodden or the other person isn't acting with your best interest in mind, because not everyone does all of the time.
Mm-hmm. And I think, speaking from personal experience, there's been some friendships that I've had to say farewell to because it got to a point where I felt I was owed an apology or I had been wronged or treated poorly just a little bit too much, and I was well off enough mentally. That doesn't make sense. Well off enough mentally. I had done enough growth with my therapist basically to know what my worth and realize, okay, they aren't willing to apologize. I'm not going to get the closure I want.
Mm.
I need to mourn this friendship and move on because it's not serving me. And it's happened a few times in my life. We've spoken about friendship breakups before. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, I think, when that forgiveness is not present. And I think you then need to somehow heal that wound internally with yourself and find other means. It's not as clean as, hey, I'm sorry, let's move on, because it doesn't always happen that easily.
Yeah. And there are certain things where you may not be able to move past them.
And even if they do apologize, maybe that's just like the trust is gone or the pain will be too much.
Or it shows that you have different values and you're fundamentally not on the same page about something that's significant to one or both of you. Therefore, is it really worthwhile investing more time and energy into that friendship when ultimately you're just not matched anymore?
I think the biggest thing in my reflection of these, I guess, situations where the forgiveness has just never been reciprocated or just ever shown, is realizing how much time I've wasted yabbering on to friends about like ranting of like, oh, and this, and like, oh, well, this, and this is how I feel. This is what I think. Again, again, again. I'm like, why am I wasting so much energy obsessing over someone that doesn't care about me or doesn't see that they're in the wrong or see that I'm hurting? And then my poor friends on the receiving end who are listening, or my partner who are just, or like my parents who are listening, and they're like, we've heard this 74 times. Get over it. Well, and I just stew in that vicious cycle. And it's just like, do something more enjoyable with your time.
I know. And it's so funny because there was something I'd heard years and years ago, and it was on this topic, and they were saying that kind of situation and getting angry at someone and holding on to a grudge is like putting poison in your own drink and expecting it to hurt the other person.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's spicy. Like the only person that you are hurting by holding on to literally that anger is yourself.
Yeah.
You're just going to make yourself feel really terrible. And I think there was another episode where we were talking about the rain analogy. Like if you're stuck in the rain, there's only so many things that you can do about it. You know, imagine you're in this wide open field and you're stuck in the rain. There's no shelter anywhere. You are in control of how you respond to that. You can either be really miserable and feel really horrible about it and just make yourself feel really terrible about the fact that you're stuck in the rain. Or you can accept that you're stuck in the rain, know that the rain will pass and you'll make your way out of that wide open expansive field.
That's a great
and you'll
analogy.
Find your way to shelter and you will dry off.
Yeah, wow.
So just let the rain roll off your back. You are in control of how you respond to these situations. And if you hold on to grudges and pettiness and put that kind of negativity out there, the only person that's going to hurt is yourself.
And I think a sidestep from that powerful analogy that is now making me think about rain and my entire life, but that's fine, is that sometimes there can be forgiveness, but things will be different.
Yeah.
So I had a situation with a friend a couple of years ago, and I think a lot of people know this story by now, and I'm not going to name names for privacy reasons.
Of course.
But I had a very, very close friend, and she ended up pursuing or getting set up with one of my ex-boyfriends. And at the time, I was pretty naive, and I was like, why of all the people in the world? Mm. And I gave her an ultimatum. I probably didn't handle this very well upon reflection. I was like, young and feisty and pre-therapy. And I was like, it's either our friendship or it's him. Like you pick one. And she was like, I don't get it. Why? Like, why is this a problem? Why is it an issue? I think for me, it was about, it's not like even we dated that long, but it was just like the principle. And anyway, fast forward years, we got over it. I can't even remember how it like unfolded, but like apologized, or we spoke about it and, you know, communication, and it's fine now. And it's, you know, put to bed, put to rest, but our friendship has never been the same. Mm. And so there was forgiveness and there was apologies and conversations, and we heard each other out over the time, and that's all settled and there's no grudge anymore, but it's very much like, well, it's not forgotten. And I think that goes back to our conversation of forgiven but not forgotten. Mm. Or I had another friend more recently, not nearly the same situation of exes and all of that stuff, but just big disagreement and understanding. And I still don't actually understand why the friendship ended or why it's just not as close anymore. But I just had to concede, okay, well, I'm not going to get the apology or the explanation I'm looking for, because I don't think they thought they were in the wrong, had done anything, I guess, to hurt me. And so I had to accept, cool, no forgiveness, not forgotten, but we just need to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
And that is also a harsh thing, is because I'm a big person that wants closure. I want it tied in a little bow, but sometimes it's
not always possible.
That friendship is now like more of an acquaintance, or it's like it's settled now, which is great. And that was time that healed that wound. But yeah, it's messy and it's not clean cut.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks.
Yeah. And I think that's the tricky thing as well, knowing that there are certain situations where you might not get the communication that you need and
sometimes
the closure that you need in order to be able to process
an answer,
things.
And you have to deal with that on your own.
Yeah. And I did have a situation that's kind of like that. There was, I think I've spoken about it on a previous episode, but there was a big fallout in my friendship group because there was all of this harboring of ill feelings over the years, essentially, that was never expressed or communicated. And then all of a sudden, you know, going back to the brushing things under the rug analogy that we were talking about before, all of these things were brushed under the rug and then they couldn't be ignored anymore. And it was the smallest thing that flipped up the corner of the rug.
Always. And then everything came spilling out.
And we were blindsided by it because none of that had been communicated to us before. It had never been raised as being an issue. And we never really had a conversation with that friend who had the grievances. And I so wish that we were able to have that conversation and talk everything out and, you know, come together and just try and work through things rather than brushing those things back under the rug again. And the reality is that conversation never happened, and it's disappointing that it never happened. But to what we were talking about before, sometimes you need to be okay with the idea that you're not going to get the closure that you need and you're not going to get the communication that you need, and you need to be prepared to walk away or accept the situation for what it is, because you can't force anyone to do anything that they don't want to do. If someone isn't willing or able to communicate with you about what led to the issue and both of you taking responsibility for your part in it and what you want to do and making a commitment to each other to work on the relationship and move forward, there's only so much that you can do at the end of the day. So you kind of need to – sometimes you need to walk away. And
which is really hard, especially in that tender moment. But it will get better with time, which is the lamest – thing to say in the world, but it does get better. Wounds heal.
Yeah. And I think it just goes to show as well, the people who aren't willing or able to communicate with you on things that are significant and things that are important to you or important to them, it'll just mean that those issues will keep coming up again in the future, whether it's this particular issue that caused it or something else. That same pattern of communication and behavior will probably come up again in the friendship. And if one or both of you aren't willing or able to put in the effort and energy to work through it, then it's probably not the friendship for you, because there will be those people in your life where when conflict arises, they're willing to get messy and work things out with you and work through it, because you both see the value in doing that and you both want to put in the energy and move forward.
Yeah.
But there are going to be some people that aren't able to do that. And it just means that you need to be able to recognize that and do what's right for you. And sometimes that is walking away, because those issues don't tend to go away.
No, and you are much better off having a painful time now rather than that being 10 times worse in 5 years because you tried to hold on.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be so much worse if you let things fester and grow and you don't actually properly deal with things.
Oh, totally.
And then all of a sudden, you know, there's 10 years of issues that come up as opposed to one, two, or three, however long.
Yeah.
It's such a different situation down the track if you let things snowball as opposed to dealing with something head on and either collectively working through it and choosing to forgive each other and meet each other halfway, or just accepting that you need to walk away, and that's okay too sometimes.
How many times can we say walk away?
I don't know. I'm sure we could say it a bunch more times if we're really motivated to.
Walk away. We're walking away. Are we walking away from this episode? I feel like that's all I can talk about, forgiveness.
I think that's without the getting perfect time much, to walk away from
too much deeper into my life tea. That I know people want the tea. I get DMs. People are like, I need more juicy stories. I'm like, I can't give you that because I would literally be reprimanded by my friends.
Well, the funny thing is, as a side note before we finish up, I've had so many people talk about or ask me in the years that we've been doing the podcast, oh, how do you decide what to talk about and what not to and what details to give? And it's always something that I'm really conscious about I'm talking about situations
that have happened
with other people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, they don't have a say in what I'm saying and words are meaningful and important. We're
also trying to be respectful of other people's privacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, just because we're choosing to put a certain portion of our lives out there on the internet and talk openly about things,
Why should they have theirs too?
Exactly. That doesn't mean that everyone in our lives that we're friends with and have ever interacted with has made that same decision to do that.
No. And I remember, again, one more thing before we finish the episode. I think it was one of our first like 10 episodes. I had someone DM me and they were furious. They were like, how dare you speak about me in this episode? And I was like, it's not about you. And they're like, they were convinced it was. And I was like, there is nothing I can say to change your mind. It's not about you. I'm not going to tell you who the story is about because we don't use names for a reason. I was like, 100% not on you. And they were like, but it is. I just know it is. And she was so angry at me. And I was like, okay, sorry. It was so awkward.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I think that is all we have time for. As always, thank you guys for listening. Head over to our socials, to our email address. All of the things, all of the details will be in the show notes so we can continue the conversation there.
As always, remember to rate, review, subscribe, whatever you can do on the platform that you're listening to this right now. Make sure to do those things. Share this episode around to friends. Share other episodes around to friends. We really appreciate it when you tell other people about our little podcast. Otherwise, we're excited, as always, to take you along another time as we talk about the areas of life that might not always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.